give the message. Hallelujah! Christ is risen.
Hallelujah! Yes, you do.
Are you all happy that Christ is risen?
Yes.
Very happy, just a little bit happy.
很高兴还是一点点高兴呢?
Indeed, indeed. Let me pray before I introduce.
我们一起来做个祈祷。
God our Father, we thank you and we praise you for this glorious day.
今天我们感谢你这一天美好的一天。
Thank you for the most important day in the believer's life, Resurrection Day.
感谢你对我们信仰所有基督徒中间这天最重要，因为它是复活节。
Thank you for my brothers and sisters here who are present to worship you.
感谢你我们的众弟兄姐妹在这崇拜你。
Now prepare our hearts, O Lord, to receive your word.
这样子可以听到你的信息。
In Jesus' name I pray.
这样以基督圣名祈求。
Amen. Like our good brother introduced, my name is Paul Sivaswamy. I have been living here in this country for about 14 years now, since I came in
1997.
Like many of you, you may acknowledge this or you may accept this in your own life. I was not born and raised a Christian. I was born and raised a Hindu.
大家可能很熟悉，我跟大家都一样，我出生不是个基督徒，而是一个信仰这个印度教的人。
Yeah. So in the year 1991, the Lord. I was 21 years old then. The Lord called me into His life, and since then, I am a free man.
当我在21岁的时候，也就是1991年的时候，我听到了上帝的呼唤，从此以后我就有了自由。
And being free has told me only one thing: how do I serve the Lord more?
有一件事我学到了，作为一个自由的人，就是我怎样为主更加做好的服务。
And that's what I'm here to do, is to serve Him with all of you for one more day.
所以我在世间的目的就跟大家一样，是为了主服侍，一天又一天这样做下去。
Let us get into our word. Again, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The word hallelujah means praise be to God.
这个哈利路亚的意思是什么意思呢？它意思就是说赞美主。
So what I want to do is for us to prepare our hearts, to stir up our hearts in thanksgiving, in joy, in admiration, and amazement of what resurrection of Jesus Christ means to us.
所以今天我想做的事情呢，就是在这一个主复活节这一天，让大家来有意境的激情和激励，我们大家一起来。 为主这个复活来感恩、欢欣、敬仰和喜乐。
Amen. This is very exciting news. This is not any ordinary news.
这是一个非常兴奋的一个消息，而不是一个非常普通的信息。
Sometimes when we hear the same news over and over, several different times, it gets normal for us.
有的时候我们有一个新闻听老了以后呢，这个就不是新闻了。
Yeah, and that is the curse of the fallen nature of humans. What once was exciting, what once thrilled us, becomes too ordinary.
这也就是一个人类的堕落的本性的一种表现，就是一个非常了不起的、不寻常的新闻呢，变成了一个普通新闻了。
But the truth is, reality has not changed. We have changed.
但是实在来讲呢，这个真理没有变，我们变了。The
news is still exciting. It got boring for us because we changed.
这个新闻很重要，实际上还是个很重要的新新闻，没有变，但是我们的心理起了变化。Today
I want to guide you or walk you through the resurrection story by reminding all of us some profound truths that come from the story.
今天我想带领大家通过这个复活节的这个故事呢，来讲讲基督教的这个实在内在真理。
These became statements that became a reality for us, for all of mankind, not just for us here in this room, for all of mankind because of Jesus' resurrection. And then towards the end, after, you know, probably go through about 15 different truths, and towards the end I want to focus on one truth. I could pick any one of them, but I just want to focus on one truth and use that to encourage us, to challenge us, to spur us and to transform us as the Spirit wills.
也就是说在我讲了那个有15条有关这个真理的内涵的时候呢，最后一项我想要注重的就是我们要怎样改变自己来服侍主。
And that is the purpose of this message, and that's why I prayed to God and gave it the title Jesus' Resurrection, What Does It Mean For Us?
这就是为什么我们今天服务的目的，所以今天的主题是主耶稣基督复活对我们到底是有什么意义。
There was once a rebellious teenager by the name Paco.
有一个故事就是说一个非常淘气的孩子，他的名字叫帕哥。
Him and his dad were always clashing.
他总是和他父亲有家庭冲突。
Are there any teenagers here who can, you know, who can relate to that?
咱们在座有没有青少年，请把你手举起来。
Yeah, I was like that when I was a teenager. I was always clashing with my dad.
我是青少年的时候，我也总是和我的父母亲起冲突。
So one day Paco ran away from, he got so mad with his dad that he ran away from home.
有一天他很生气，他父母亲呢，他就从家里头跑出去了。So
his dad searched for him everywhere in the city, and you know, he went all over looking for him because he loved him.
他的爸爸找遍了整个城市，因为他很爱他的儿子呢，就找呀找呀找。So
he couldn't find him. So what he does is he puts a newspaper ad in the local newspaper, Peoria Journal Star, puts a newspaper ad.
因为找到他呢，他就在当地的这个报纸里头的做了一个广告。
And in that he says, Paco, my son, everything is forgiven. If you see this message, come to the park, you know, city park, you know, downtown by the courthouse. Come there 9 o'clock on Sunday morning.
他这个广告这样写的，就是帕克，如果你见了这个广告的时候，你应该知道你所有的过去已经被饶恕了。如果你看到这广告呢，在早上9点钟的时候呢，到这个市中心的这个公园里头见到我。
So 9 o'clock Sunday morning comes, his father goes there, anticipating, waiting to see Paco.
So 星期天早上9点钟，他父亲就准时到这个公园中间准备看他的儿子。
And 200 people named Paco showed up.
没有想到有200个都叫巴哥的人的都出现了。
See, and that is the truth of this world. There are so many people searching in this world. Searching for forgiveness, hope, for meaning.
这故事的意义就是说，在这个世界上有很多人就像巴哥一样，来寻找这个，寻求饶恕。
And the good news of Resurrection Day, good news of Easter, is that the empty tomb provides that hope in a hopeless world.
所以这个复活节的喜讯就是说呢，这个空墓穴的空洞空着的墓穴呢，给我们带来了这个世界上没有希望的世界的真正希望。
And our text that our brother just read for us in Luke indicates or shows us some people like that. We see in Luke chapter 24 verses 1 through 3 that the women were searching.
路加福音24章1到3节是讲妇女在怎样来寻找这个真理。
They found the stone rolled away, verse 2 says, they found the stone rolled away, but when they entered, they did not find the body of Jesus.
这些妇女看见石头已经从坟墓滚开了，他们就进去，只是不见主耶稣的身体。
And we see later that Peter also runs looking for Jesus.
不过不一会儿你们也知道彼得也跑进去来找耶稣基督、
He was searching and I'm pretty sure the other followers, the other 11 disciples, I'm pretty sure they were searching.
其他的十一个门徒和其他人肯定也都在寻找耶稣基督、
And I'm pretty sure the soldiers who fell asleep, they were searching too.
法利赛人和那些士兵也一样在寻找基督。
And the Pharisees, the priests, chief priests, and the Pharisees who condemned him, I'm pretty sure they were searching too, because, hey, we put him to death. What happened to him, right?
那些给耶稣定罪那些祭司、大祭司和法利赛人，同样的也慌张了，也寻找基督。
So we see people are searching.
所以很多人都在寻找。
But we also see that the women who went there.When they saw that Jesus was not there and the angel told them what happened,
也就是说那些妇女呢找的时候没有找到耶稣的时候呢就有这个天使会告诉他们这个新闻。
They believed the good news and then they went to tell it to others.
他们就相信了这个好消息而且去告诉别的人。
We see that in 24:9-10.
也就是说路加福音24:9-10这样讲的。
So there was this Mary Magdalene and their Mary, the mother of James. They went because they believed the good news that Jesus Christ is no longer dead. He is risen and he is alive.
这两个玛利亚都同样的相信这个耶稣基督已经不再死亡，他已经复活了。
Right. So the question for you is, do you believe that Jesus Christ is alive?
所以这个问题给大家的问题是你到底相不相信耶稣基督是仍然是活着的
Do you believe that he is risen from the dead?
你相不相信他已经死亡战胜死亡复活了
And if you do
如果你是这样相信的话
What are you going to do about that today?
那么今天你如何去做呢
Who are you going to run to tell this good news?
今天你会告诉什么人这样一个美好的信息
SoThose of us who have searched and who are satisfied with this news in our lives, who have received Him as our Savior, the command is now for us to tell others.
就是对那些我们已经相信了这个美好新闻的人呢，我们现在的任务就是要去告诉别人这个消息。
And the problem is that time after time, opportunity after opportunity comes by.And passes us by, and we don't do anything.
问题是很多这样美好的机会都从我们的身边和手边流过去了，我们没有这样做。
And then Luke 24:12 says,
24:12这样讲。
Peter got up and ran to the tomb. He saw the strips of linen, and he went away, wondering to himself what had happened.
彼得起来跑到坟墓前低头往里看见细麻布独在一处就回去了心里稀奇所成的事、
And it is these last words that I want to focus the rest of our discussion on wondering to himself what had happened、
这最后一句话很重要我要好好的稍微解释一下因为这个所谓的心里稀奇所成的事到底是什么意思
Maybe some of youare in Peter's place today.
也许有些我们中间的人就跟在彼得那个当时的情况是一样的。
You may be believing that Jesus has been resurrected, but are still wondering what does that mean for me in my life today here in Peoria.
你可能相信是的，耶稣基督已经复活了，但是呢，在毕城这个地方呢，这个东西对我来说还是很稀奇的事，到底我应该做什么？
Let me rephrase that question.Maybe you're wondering what has God done in raising Jesus from the dead.
那么我把这个东西再重新这样解释，就是说，如果是上帝把这个耶稣基督从死里复活，那么这个事件对我们到底有什么意义？
Here are a few answers from the Bible.
那么在圣经里头有这样一些给你的答案。
Because of Jesus' resurrection, death will never have dominion over us again.
也就是说，因为这个耶稣基督的复活呢，这个死亡已经不再做他的主了。
Romans chapter 6 verse 9, the last words say death no longer has dominion over Christ.
罗马书六章九节就是这样讲，就是说就不再死，死也不再做他的主了。
Truth number 2,
第二真理。
Because of resurrection, Jesus intercedes for us in heaven before God.
也就是说当耶稣基督复活了以后呢，他这上帝面前成了我们一个这个介入者。
Romans 8:34 says that he is seated at the right hand of God who is interceding for us.
也就是说这个罗马书八章四节就是他坐在神的右边，他就成了我们的中介人，为我们祈求。
Can you imagine that picture? Jesus Christ sitting at God's right hand and he is speaking about me, about you.
你想想看这幅图画，耶稣基督坐在上帝右边跟主说是为了你和我。
That calls for a hallelujah.
这应该说我们应该说哈利路亚。
The third truth.
第三个真理。
Jesus' resurrection was the beginning and guarantee of our resurrection.
也就是说耶稣基督的复活呢，也就是我们自己的复活的开始的一种保障。
So 1 Corinthians 15 and 2 Corinthians 4, both of these speak to us that all those who put their trust in him, they will be resurrected with Christ.
如果你读读哥林多前书或者后书，你知道如果你相信主耶稣的人呢，你就会复活。
The fourth truth.
第四个真理。
We were raised with Jesus so that our true life is hidden in Jesus Christ.
我们一旦在和主一起复活了以后呢，我们的生活和生命就在主的里面藏起来了。
Ephesians chapter 2 and Colossians 3 speak to us that we have a secret place with him in heaven that is reserved just for us.
你如果读以弗所书或者哥罗西书呢，你就知道我们在上帝面前有一个秘藏的地方和他在一起。
That is in the future, but truth number 5 is that because of that it gives us hope today. It gives us a living hope because we are born into him.
这第五个真理就是说正是因为这样子我们就有生命的盼望。
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 3 speaks to us because he has caused us to be born again into a living hope.
你可以读彼得前书一章三节就这样讲，就说是因为他呼唤了我们，我们有活泼的盼望。
And it is not just an empty hope that we sit in our corner and enjoy, but rather we enjoy it with in fellowship with Jesus Christ.
这种盼望不是空洞的，而是因为我们跟基督基督有真正的交通，所以才有真的盼望。
Yes, you know, we were reading earlier from Matthew chapter 28. Further down that scripture, it says in Matthew chapter 28 verse 20, Jesus promises, "Behold, I am with you always to the end of the age."
因为这个耶稣基督曾经在马太福音这样讲过，就是说我的教训了他们，最后遵守，我就将常与你们同在，直到世纪的末了。
Truth number 7.
第七个真理。
Because of the resurrection of Jesus, he has a name above every name, and every knee will bow down to him.
也就是说，正是因为耶稣复活呢，他的名是高于万名之上。所有的这个妻呢都应该向他下跪。
That was in one of the songs that we sang today. He is Lord, He is Lord. Every knee will bow and every tongue will confess him.
这就是今天我们唱的这个赞美诗里头一段，也就是说所有的妻都要跪下，所有的他的名会被高举。
It also means, truth number 8, resurrection means that Jesus has kept his word.
这第八项真理就是说正是因为耶稣主基督的复活呢，他守住他所给我们的应许。
Matthew 17:22 says that hey, this is what's going to happen. I will be delivered into the hands of men, but he will be raised on the third day, and he proved it.
马太福音像是这样讲，就是说耶稣说呢，这个人子要将被交在人手里，他实际上证明了这件事是真正的实现了。
Not only did Jesus keep his word, truth number 9, God has fulfilled His promises.
不仅耶稣基督体现了他所说的，主也是这样做了。
And the promises that were written in Scripture, Paul says in 1 Corinthians, he was raised on the third day in accordance with Scriptures.
你看保罗曾经在哥林多前书这样讲，就是说第三天主复活了。
Yep, and Acts chapter 13 also speaks to what God promised to the fathers or the ancestors of Israel that the Messiah will be killed, but he will be raised again.
这个使徒行传里头讲的一样，主曾经说过，这个因为这个主的儿子会被杀死，而且呢，梅赛亚以后会再复活来拯救世界。
The resurrection of Jesus also tells us that not only do we have the hope, not only did God fulfill His promises, not only do we have a relationship with Jesus, but rather His Holy Spirit is within us.
耶稣基督复活不仅是因为我们也知道了他的救赎的救恩，同时呢，在我们心中也有了一个永生的盼望。
Acts chapter 2 speaks about that God poured out His Holy Spirit that we are seeing this truth today.
使徒行传二章这样讲，主说从父所应许的圣灵呢，就把你们所看见所听见的浇灌下来。
Now all that is still a little bit abstract.
虽然听起来好像这些都有一些抽象。
Truth number 11 is that Jesus, because Jesus is raised, he can heal the way he did on earth.
这个第十一项真理就是说，因为他的复活呢，他和就跟以前的世界上在地球上一样，仍然可以医治百病。
Acts chapter 4, Peter and John heal this lame beggar, and they say, they go and bear witness to say, let it be known to all of you and to the people that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom God raised from the dead, by him this man is standing before you well.
你可以看得出来，从使徒行传中呢第四章，也就是说，因为以色列的百姓都当知道，站在你面前的人得痊愈，是你们所钉十字架，神叫他从死里复活的拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名。
Praise God. And because of that, if there is any among you here today who are not well, who are sick, who need some healing, you can put your trust in Jesus Christ and take your petitions to Him and depend upon His power to heal you fully.
所以你应该，咱们弟兄姐妹中任何有病痛的，就应该相信主耶稣基督，拜到他的面前来做祈祷。
May God's will be done.
这样子，上帝的旨意会行在这个世上。
Truth number 12.
第十二个。
Because of resurrection.He gives us repentance for sins.
正是因为主耶稣基督的复活呢，他给我们一个这个悔改的心和赦罪的恩。
It is not just there is physical healing, but there is also spiritual healing from sins.
所以也不仅就是说我们身体上有得到痊愈，同时我们的灵性上的生活呢，也可以得到改变。
Acts chapter 5 verse 31 says, God exalted him to and at his right hand as leader and savior to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness for sins.
使徒行传这样讲说呢，做救主做君王他呢将悔改的心和赦罪的恩赐给了以色列人。
And that promise is there for all of us today, for all of humanity actually.
这个允许不仅是给大家，而是给所有的人类的。
Truth number 13.
第十三项真理。
God secured our justification by raising Jesus from the dead.
也就是说，主呢，这个因为主耶稣基督的复活呢，给了我们保证的确据，称义的确据。
And if we seek forgiveness, God justifies us. He makes us righteous.
如果我们在寻求这个饶恕，那这是因为主耶稣基督呢，他会给我们让我们称义。
Truth number 14. Because of Jesus' resurrection, He now has the glory for which we were made. Our ultimate destiny is to see Him as He is.
这个因为主耶稣基督复活呢，我们最终的这个目的，也就是说呢，去这个寻找他的这个荣耀和这个被创造的意义。
John chapter 17 verse 5 and verse 24 especially speaks to that. Says that Father, I desire that they also whom you have given me may be with me where I am.
也就是说父啊这个 求你使我同你享荣耀也是为有世界以及先呢我同你所有的荣耀、
And truth number 15
第十五个这个真理
The risen Christ takes the place for us that the law once had so that we can bear fruit for God
由于耶稣基督的复活也就是说在律法上所这样讲的这样我们可以为主结果实
Romans chapter 7 verse 4 He has been raised from the dead in order that we may bear fruit for God.
罗马书七章这样讲就是叫你们归于别人就是归于那从死里复活的叫我们结果子给神
And because of all of these wonderful truths
就是因为这样的一些真理
I want to focus the rest of our discussion upon this one point
所以我们以下的讨论就应该来
That we may bear fruit for God. What does it mean to bear fruit for God?
那么如何为神而结果子呢？这到底是什么意思？
Now, if I come to you and tell you that I am an excellent swimmer or a basketball player,
如果有一天我来告诉你我是一个绝好的这个篮球运动员或者是游泳运动员
I'm very good I can win Olympic gold medals I can win in every competition of swimming that I ever enter I'm positive if I tell you that
我可以进入所有的比赛同时作为得冠军不管怎么样像奥林匹克冠军一样我可以游得非常好
But then I never go to the swimming pool I never take my kids there I have never seen water all my life Does it mean anything at all if I say what I say?
但是我从来没有去过这个游泳池也没有带过我的孩子们去见见水如果这样讲的话你们能相信吗
In order to say In order to prove I have to live it
为了能够证明我能做的我一定要就活这样活下去
I cannot just say that I'm a swimmer I have to actually swim and prove something
所以我不仅要讲我可以游泳同时我要证明我确实能游
In the same way, just because you and I say that we believe in the resurrection, it doesn't mean anything. It is worthless.
也就是说，如果我们真的嘴里讲，我们相信主的复活，但是这不一定证明我们就是心里头真正相信了。
It is worthless unless we have a lifestyle that proves it, a lifestyle that proves by bearing fruit for God.
除非我们真的在我们生命中证明我们可以为主来结果子。
So the question is, how do you bear fruit for God?
也就是说的怪这个问题是如何为主结果实。
Maybe we should go outside, dig a hole, put our feet in there, stand like this, and fruit will drop out.
说不定我们应该走到这个院子里头呢，在地上挖个洞，然后种下去，这样这个种子就会长起来，成一个树。
Now.If others have to say that we are bearing fruit for God, the first step is to demonstrate it by our priorities.
And 这第一步步呢，怎样去做给主结果实呢？就是应该表示出谁样在你的生活中是有这个主次要分明的。
Now I noticed this as after church had started that there were some people who were still coming in, you know, opening the door and coming in a little bit later than normal.
我注意到了我们今天开崇拜的时候有一些弟兄姐妹稍微稍稍来晚了一点点
no, I understand some things life happens sometimes there is busyness in life that's normal
我们都知道的生活中一般都是很忙的有的时候大家会稍微来晚了一点点、
yeah. but let us say you were having an interview with your boss today
但是我们举例子如果今天你这场约会是跟你的这个老板是要去遇见的
maybe you're meeting the Chinese ambassador to the United States
说不定你应该去见见这个美国驻中华驻美国大使
or special appointment with President Barack Obama
甚至于如果你这个约会是要去见见这个奥巴马总统
if that appointment were at 10:45 what time would you show up
如果他这个预约应该是在10:45的时候呢你到底应该什么时候来赴约呢
so the question is don't you think an appointment with GodIn order to worship Him who has given us everything. Don't you think an appointment with God is more important?
So, you don't think your 要比任何其他约会要更加重要呢？
See, when we make it a priority in our lives, then we manifest that this is important.
所以我们如果在我们生活中分清了主次，可以表现出哪个是重要的，这是对我们来人生是很重要的一步。
It's important not just for us, but also for our children, for our spouses, for our friends, for our neighbors. We manifest, we demonstrate that this is important in our lives, coming to worship the one true God, especially on Resurrection Sunday.
这一点对你的这个亲戚朋友这个邻居都很重要，在这个很重要的一天，这个复活节这一天呢，一定应该准时。
The second step in this showing of priorities is that you have to give yourself to grow yourself in spiritual disciplines.
这第二步也是非常重要的，也就是在这个圣灵的这个成长的过程律法中间呢，你应该继续成长。
So let's say you take an apple tree and you buy an apple seed and you don't even plant it, you keep it to yourself. Does it bear fruit?
比如说有一天你去买了一个苹果的这个种子，然后你把这个种子这藏在这个手里头，你觉得在这种情况下你会不会长一棵苹果树呢？
If you plant it but don't give it any water, you build walls around it, put a roof so the rainwater doesn't come, sunlight doesn't come and hit it. How many of you are gardeners?Anybody who likes gardening?
中有多少人喜欢在院里头种种院子里头种东西？请举手。
Any gardeners here?
有没有愿意种
东西？ There's a few gardeners. If you put walls and build a roof and put the tree inside, will it bear fruit?
如果你在房屋里头种一个树的话，你觉得那个树能长起来吗？
No, you have to give it the nourishment it needs, right?
你必须给供给它的营养，它才能长。
In the same way, if we have to bear spiritual fruit, we have to give it nourishment.
同样为了在灵命中生长呢，你应该给它足够的营养。
And the way we do it is by worship, by prayer, by Bible study, by service to God.
我们如果怎样在灵性中成长呢，这做法就是应该崇拜、祈祷、这个查经和服事。
Now I heard from some of our leaders here that there is Bible study here on Friday evenings, correct? Yeah, you're studying the book of Luke.
我们知道我们最近有查经班，而且星期五晚上现在开始查经这个路加福音。
How many of you go to that Bible study?
我们有多少人加入这个星期五晚上的查经班？请举手。
What happened to the rest of you?
我们那些没有举手的弟兄姐妹怎么回事呢？
How will you grow fruit? Now, there are some of you, there are at least seven brothers in this room who attend Bible study fellowship, BSF, with me.Where are you, brothers?
我知道我们这边有七个弟兄姐妹呢，是来参加这个圣经查经会的人。这七个弟兄姐妹在哪？请举手。
What happened to the rest of the men?
那么其他的兄弟们到哪去了？
I'm going to see the rest of you on April 8th, right?
所以在四月八号的晚上，我应该见到你们其他的弟兄吧。
And there are about.I heard from the ladies' class that there are about 15 ladies. The men, they got beat up by 8. There are 15 ladies that attend Bible study. Anybody here, BSF, ladies?
我知道我们这有15个姐妹会的人在参加这个姐妹学习班，请举手。15个姐妹们，她比我们的兄弟们多了起码八个。
What happened to the rest of you?
那么其他姐妹们和弟兄们都到哪去了呢？
Another way that you bear fruit is by giving resources back to the church and to the kingdom.
也就是说，另一个方法，也就是把你应该所得的东西呢，也还给教会和还给这个天国。
Now, do you know what the farmer does when the harvest comes in?
你知道这个农民，这个耕地的农民等到收获了以后在干什么呢？
You know what is the first thing he does?He takes and sets seed aside to plant for the next year.
他第一步棋呢，先把种子分开，是为了将来要继续耕种。
And so God says that tithing is one way that you can give, you can bear fruit, you manifest that you're bearing fruit by tithing to the church.
也就是说，奉献还给教会这个过程呢，给教会做奉献呢，是一种这个为主结果的一个做法之一。
And he says, you know, God's word is very clear. It says, you know, if you give 10%, he will bless you 100-fold.
主的话语很清楚，如果你把你当纳的10%交给教会的话呢，他会给你更多的这个福气。
How many of you are mathematicians? Anybody who's good in math? We have a math professor here.
数学这个教授，学数学的专家。
Brother Libin is a math professor.
我们知道利宾弟兄是一个数学教授。
So Brother Libin, if I give 10% and it is multiplied 100 times, am I making money or am I losing money?
我给你做个例子，就是我把我当了10%交给教会以后，再乘以100的话。那我是在这个在丢钱，还是我应该赚钱呢？
See, this is a God who can roll away the stones that cover a grave.
这就是这个主把这个墓穴洞口的石头滚开了以后，复生的这个所给我们的东西。
This is a God who can raise people from the dead.
这个主可以把从死亡中拯救复活。
This is a God who looks at the teenagers across the room, and even though they are clashing with their parents.
这个主也就是看到我们这种青少年和父母亲有矛盾的时候的人主
He forgives you
他会这个饶恕他们、
And so he will bless you too as you give back to him
他也会给你祝福、
So not everything is about money
所以不是每一个东西是跟钱有关系的、
You can give through your service It is about the different activities at church that you do
教会的不同的这个活动
So just think about this There are several different activities There are several different things that go that take place in a church
你可以想看咱们教会有很多很多的活动
Okay There's leadership activities There is Sunday school There's translation services for the preacherThere's people who lead in music and there's people who lead in verse, people who play the piano. There are people who are teaching the kids right now in Sunday school. There are several different activities that happen around the church.
我们教会的活动很多，有这个查经班、主日学、这个翻译的施工，还有领事的施工，还有带孩子的施工，很多很多活动。
Yeah. So you need to think about.Are you participating in serving God through this church?
所以你应该想想，你是不是应该在这个教会中来用这种不同的方式来服侍主。
This is the place He has called you to. This is your body, where Christ is the head.
这个在这个教会，这个教会是你的肢体，那么这个基督就是我们的首领，就是我们的头部。
So the question is, are you bearing fruit?
也就是说你是做好准备是不是在为主结果实
Maybe you're here and you're realizing today Maybe the Holy Spirit is convicting you That you're not bearing fruit
也许这个圣灵今天讲你可能还没有来真正的结了果子
Or maybe you're bearing fruit but it is not in abundance Maybe you plant an entire apple tree and just one apple comes out every year
也许你这个果实结的并不是太好可能整个一个树只长了一个苹果
Do you know what that means?
那么这到底是什么意思呢?
Romans 7:4 it says, To him who has been raised from the dead, in order, that word in order means because we may bear fruit for God.
也就是我们刚刚讲的罗马书这样讲了，也就是说在律法上已经死了，也就叫归于人，归于那从死里复活的，叫你们结果子给神。
嗯。If we are not bearing fruit for God, and that is the reason why He is raised, then what we are saying is we don't believe in resurrection.
如果我们不为主来结果子的话呢，我们也就是在说，我们对于这个主的复活，实际上还没有真正的相信。
That means we don't care about this truth.
也就是说，我们对这个真理并不是太介意。
It means we are saying that God wasted His time upon us to raise His Son and give all of us and all the others, you know, all the spectacular truths that we just learned about, all that was just God wasting His time.
也就是主的实际上真正浪费他真正的宝贵的时间呢，为了我们这做的这所有的一切，这真正的闪亮的真理是实际上是假的。
So the question is, what changes are you going to make in your life?
所以的问题是在你生命中你将做如何的改变？
What will you start with? What are your priorities going to be?
所以在你生命中什么是主什么是次
Will your priorities about, be about loving God, loving people, loving His church, loving God's word?
也就是说你是不是应该把爱主爱人爱教会和爱圣经作为你的主要的优先要做的事情
Will your priorities be about taking simple steps like getting your life in order, proving to yourself, to your children, to your families, to your neighbors, that this is important?
或者是你可以在你生命中做一些简起做一些简单的步骤，做一些简单的步骤，也就是说，证明你自己呢，对于你的孩子和家庭呢，这个有走向这一步。
An appointment with God today is important.
所以和主耶稣基督的这个约会是非常重要的。
Will your priorities be about prayer, about worship, about Bible study?
你是不是因为这个祈祷、查经、查学经是不是很重要
？We have some rooms reserved for you, or from、some seats reserved for you at Bible Study Fellowship on April 8th. I've told the ladies to expect at least 50 Chinese ladies and 50 Chinese brothers to come and show up.
所以我们圣经班有很多这个椅子给你们留着的，我曾经允许过，我们应该起码有50-60个人来加入我们这个圣经查经会。
Brothers and sisters, I truly thank you for this opportunity to bring God's word and encouragement to you this morning.
弟兄姐妹，我确实是感谢主，我有这样一个机会来带来主的信息。
I want all of us to celebrate Christ's resurrection with joy and demonstrate that you believe in this resurrection.
也就是说，我们的这个庆喜，这个主耶稣复活这个喜悦的时候呢，也相信他这是为了我们而复活。
And you can demonstrate that by bearing fruit for Him.
所以你呢，可以展示你的信仰，就为主和神来结果实。
May the risen Lord Jesus Himself.Arouse your sincere mind to new depths of worship and seek Him and pay allegiance to Him and fill you with joy.
也就是说，主耶稣基督的复活，你可以有个新的这个信仰的这个果实和深度和层次。这样子的话呢，你就有新的喜悦。
And Brother David, I thank you for your service today.
Thank you.
Let us pray.
我们一起来祈祷。
God our Father, we thank you for your encouragement from your word.
主耶稣与我们主，我们感谢你给我们这样的话语。
Thank you for your truth about resurrection.
感谢你给我们这个复活的真理。
Thank you that you have done the work ahead of us, preparing the way for us.
感谢你在我们之前已经做了工，为了我们做了准备。
And thank you that all we are called to do is to walk in the way that you have laid for us.
感谢你，我们真正被你召唤要做的事情，就是与你同行。
Help our weakness, O Lord, and help us to be strengthened to walk that walk.
帮助我们来怎样来处理我们的软弱的这个心，同时能够坚强起来，与你一起走。
In Jesus' name, I pray.
我们这样祈求，奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen.